Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, and we want to welcome you to the Saturday morning broadcast. Today is October the 28th, 2023, and we have a new series entitled Today's a New Day. I will turn it over and hand it over to Rabbi John. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Father, we thank you for this new day. We thank you for believing in us when we couldn't even fathom believing in ourselves. We thank you for forgiveness of sin, iniquity, and transgression. We thank you that you desire that to also be applied, not just to us, but to others. Thank you, Father God, that broadcast is dedicated to this to say to us, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to build us up, and to keep us on the righteous road that you have prepared for all. In the precious name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. Well, hallelujah. We've got 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 and 14 that we're going to start off with. And came to me this morning, actually, the thought. Me and my wife were driving, and it came to me, and she said, you know, wouldn't it be great if you did something pertaining to the newness of the day, and what the Lord said while she was saying that was, we've got to have an attitude, the right attitude each day for these issues. We've got to have the right understanding that this is what should be every single day, regardless of how good and blessed or not that day becomes. Our attitude determines not just the altitude that you've heard so many people coin, but it determines the relationship with our Father. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, in the King James and in the Amplified. Evangelist.
So I will be reading the King James Version first. And that, again, as Rabbi said, that is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this, my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. And then the Amplified reads, I think it is right, as long as I am in this heavenly tent, to inspire you by reminding you, knowing that laying aside of this earthly tent of mine is intimate, as our Lord Jesus Christ had made clear to me. Rabbi John?
Each day, each one of us has a destiny with fate. Not only do we have a destiny with God's fate, but destiny with, I view it according to Yah's word, according to his viewpoint, with his attitude. Each day I am supposed to be successful. I'm supposed to be prosperous, not just financially, but prosperous in that particular day. Each day I'm supposed to allow the negativity, the adversary constantly bombards us with or tries to. Each day I'm not supposed to allow it to win, allow it to succeed. I'm not even supposed to allow a bad day from somebody else to to affect the good day that the Father wants to give me. Just because someone else is having a bad day, just because there's negativity all around and they have succumbed to it, doesn't mean that I have to succumb to it. If things aren't working out now, now is just a statement of a fact that will change. It's a statement. It's something that is happening. But in the future, it will change in him to come of any negativity that comes against me. I have the ability to tear down, use the weapons that God has given me, spiritual, to tear down all of the fiery darts of the enemy, all of the assignments of the enemy. And even if things done, it's working. It's still working. It is still working. And you're wondering, why is it taking forever to go this way? We also need to keep in mind that the Father may be allowing it because of a catastrophic event, like a fatal traffic accident that could involve you or me, the fruit of the Spirit here. We've got to keep our peace in control. We've got to let him control that day. We've got to keep our attitude and our mind so saturated with him knowing what's best. For whatever reason, you feel like there's a bump that wasn't there before. Before you begin to complain, before you begin to say, why, you know, or, God, are you not there? Because that may have been one of the best ways for him to get across to you about the dangers that you face on that day. The Father has it all under control. The problem often lies, I know in my own life, I have to be willing to submit the authority to him. I have to be willing to succumb to my frustration. What are you teaching me today? Because the lessons that I learned today are different than the lessons that I learned yesterday. This is a new day. This is a new opportunity. There are, in some cases, also the Father is looking for. So I've got to communicate, to have a conversation. And I've got to find out, I've got to get on his page and find out what is it that he is focused on today in me, world. What is that? Let me get on that agenda. Let me make sure that I am in line with that purpose. Because every day is a new purpose. If it looks the same, it's new because the day's new. It's new because the encounters that you face be new. It's like singing the same song, but the emphasis of the song is different today than it was yesterday. Because the circumstances are totally in the circumstances of today. But what's beautiful is the Father is still in control. And as I yield, as you yield to him, submit your ways to him, then he keeps you in perfect harmony with what has today. That not B be in a situation that can be altered by the demonic presence to stay. He allows you beyond all of the noise and pestilence. He allows you to see his love, his compassion. That allows me to see that his way is the best way. And as I begin to see it, as he begins to open my eyes, then I don't say, you know, your ways are higher than my ways. Why do I not say that? Like Isaiah said, because I have succumbed to understanding and wanting to know his ways. And as I succumb to wanting those ways, then I begin to get on the same page as him. I begin to get the same desires and expectations that he has. And his patience always come as a blessing back to him. So as I learn to do what he does, I will receive what he receives. I will be him. I will be an imitator, which is what I'm called to do. Blessings and honor and glory to each of you that are listening to this. Because we need that encouragement. We need that strength, and we need that purpose-driven understanding that we can cling to as each day approaches. So that when the catastrophic things begin to really manifest, it will not the saints, the true saints of Yah. Because not only were they ready for it, they have the one that has created it. And they have the comfort and the courage and the protection. Not only that covers without. Father, we thank you, and we lift up each and every person that's listening. We thank you for the fact that they are looking for that new day of joy, that new day of encouragement, of strengthening, of to know their Father and getting to know his ways so that they can excel in receiving all that he has. Still trying to grasp. Father, you give to those to whom yearn for your ways. You give them the understanding of how your ways fulfill everything. We thank you for that. We bless your holy name. In the precious name of your Son, Yahushua, who not only died on the cross, but he resurrected for all of us individually. And his blood is applied to all of us by way of the mercy seat. And he covered it all. He came and he died for each one of us. We thank you, Father. Thank you in the prayer. And until the next broadcast, shalom, shalom.